Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
All right, today on the podcast, we're talking about an interesting concept from Waymo, which is a Alphabet, aka Google-owned company. They want to chauffeur your kids to perhaps soccer practice, school, wherever. But it's basically another take on Elon Musk's robo-taxi. Jaden, would you trust Waymo to drive your kids around for you?
Well, I think it's funny you bring up the robo-taxi thing, because this is actually a prediction that Jamie and I have been talking about a ton, and I think that this is one that we're getting right. So it's kind of fun, as the longer this podcast is around, a bunch of our predictions are coming true. Before I get into that, I did want to say that if you're not part of our school community, the link is in the description, and we would love to have you join. We release exclusive content. This week we recorded a video all about the Amazon, what's it called,
influencer or incentive.
Yeah, incentive. There you go. Thank you, Jamie. The Amazon incentive program, where essentially they incentivize you to make videos through the Amazon influencer program. So Jamie has a whole course for free in our school community on how to get added into the influencer program. But essentially, this new incentive program, they pay you $50 per 10 to 30 second video that you make about any product in your house. So if you pick up a pen and you record a video on your phone where you're like, this pen is great, it clicks nice, the ink is really good and smooth, I love this pen. But like, I don't like that it only comes in the color blue. I wish it had more colors, but otherwise it's great. If you make that video, you get paid $50 per video. Now, last year in the Amazon incentive program, I made $12,500. My wife and I went crazy and made hundreds of videos. And we did only in a few days, but we made $12,000. And this year, they may be bringing back the program and doing it again. And if you want to learn how to do that, how to get added to the program, how to make a few extra $1,000 or, you know, more, make sure that you're part of the school community. It's $25 a month. That's the cheapest it'll ever be. We raise the price every week. It'll probably get up to $50 or $100 a month eventually. So go ahead and join the school community. The link's in the description. We'd love to have you. And we have exclusive content breaking down that new Amazon program where you can make thousands of dollars. Okay. As far as the Waymo thing goes, and like, would I trust this to ride my kids? Absolutely. I think, younger kids, I don't know, but like for teenagers, yes. It's kind of interesting because Uber was doing something kind of similar to this. And they were like, essentially, they had like a teen program where they were like, we have the most trusted drivers with the highest reviews in the city. And like, you can trust them with your teenagers kind of to drive them places. And like, that is true, but still there's like, I don't know. There's just like there's still the risk that maybe the driver isn't good and they've been good all this time, but they're not today or something. Right. And so sometimes it's just like, I don't know, for teenagers or especially younger kids than that, it's kind of sketchy. And when you get the Waymo, if it's completely self-driving, I think that that's kind of cool. Now there's a couple caveats that I think to this that are important. I'd be curious what your take is on this, Jamie, but like, as far as like things I'd be concerned about, you can imagine with like the Waymo, I've seen occasions where Waymos, and I'm sure people just take like the one in a million videos, but like the Waymo gets like stuck somewhere, so like it can't move, it doesn't know what is going on, there's like construction all around it, and it just gets into the wrong place. And I'm like imagining if you had like your 12-year-old kid on the way to soccer practice sitting in the Waymo, like how do they know to get out, what do they do, how do you keep track of them? I mean, I'm assuming if you're sending them on this thing by themselves, they probably have a cell phone you can call them, but like, I don't know, something about that situation just kind of like, I don't know, with no parent there, just kind of like makes me feel like, ugh. But I can see how convenient this thing would be. And if it works perfectly, yes, it would obviously be a great solution. I don't know. What's your take?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. I think, thinking down the road to when, our three kids are all driving age or even just a little younger than that, cars are expensive. And so right now, currently Waymo teen, they're thinking about the program being $150 to $250 per month for up to 16 rides. So to me, that seems pretty pretty inexpensive, especially compared to buying them a vehicle or, you know, adding vehicles, you know, insuring them, all that stuff. You know, it seems fairly cost effective. And then you also have the, you know, dependability of it. So I definitely, the more I think about it, I think it could be, you know, a realistic thing. I think it could be good. Of course, there's those situations, like you mentioned, of getting stuck or, but I don't know. I mean, it even could, you know, there's a lot of my nieces and nephews, they can't get a job because their parents work, you know? So like, how could they even get to a job where this could be a way for your, you know, your child to potentially get to work even in the summer, or I don't know. I think there's a lot of use cases for it. And so I feel like at, you know, at first glance reading it, it kind of seems ridiculous. Like, okay, I'm just going to have a robo taxi drive my kids around. But I think there's definitely a market for it.
100%. And so the thing that I think is interesting about this, and why we bring it up on the AI Hustle podcast, as far as like making money from it, we've given the prediction in the past that the test, the Elon Musk's, you know, robo taxis, all of his, the Cybertruck and everything is going to be driving itself around, and it's going to have a robo taxi service where you can essentially just allow your car when you're not using it. So like if you drive to work, you can turn robo taxi mode on and it can go out, be taxiing people around the city all day long. And it will come back in time for you to go drive it home from work, or for it to drive you home from work, you know, however your self-driving mode is enabled. And so the thing that I think is really interesting with this is, you know, we've been talking about this for a long time. With the Waymo thing right now, whatever Waymo kind of does, I would assume is going to be, Tesla's going to steal it whenever their robotaxi fleet is ready or whenever their software is ready. So I think it's interesting to watch Waymo, even if you're like, oh, I can't make money from Waymo. But like if you had a Tesla that had self-driving, whenever it's ready and it's added to the robotaxi fleet, they're going to be doing all the same features. They're going to have the teen drive, because we're already seeing this from Uber, now Waymo, Tesla will be doing it next. So I do think it's like an interesting thing to keep on the radar. Now, as far as what you brought up, Jamie, I think you had a really good point. And I saw someone, there's an article about this on TechCrunch, and there's people that were commenting on it. I saw a couple interesting comments on this, but it goes right along with what you're saying about, you know, kids not being able to get jobs because they don't have a ride. First off, I remember my first real job was at a cafe, and I had to ride my bike. I think it was probably 35 to 40 minutes away. and I would ride my bike there. And that's crazy to me in retrospect to think. Like, it was quite far from my house. So that's pretty funny. But obviously not everyone is even that close or has a bike or is in a safe place where they can, I don't know, get there. So just a lot of people might not be able to do it. Anyways, there's a bunch of comments on this article on TechCrunch, and someone was like saying like, oh, it's such a weird problem to solve. It pretty much just lets parents who don't like spending time with their kids get rid of them. And like, that's kind of their take on why you'd get this Waymo feature. And someone else responded, and they're like, and they said that essentially their teenager got a summer job, and they had to, but the summer job, the hours were like changing, kind of like a lot of summer jobs do. And so they were having to try to like coordinate with their spouse, who's dropping the kid off, who's picking them up at what time. Sometimes they're both at work and were just unable to, so the kid would have to take the bus. But sometimes they would miss the bus because the bus was off schedule. So the bus is off schedule. They're both working. Their kid has this part-time job they got to get to. And this one mom was saying that essentially she had to like call out sick from work or like excuse herself at work to go home, pick up her kid, drive them to their part-time job, and then drive back to work. And the irony was so funny that like, obviously their job doesn't pay them a lot. She has a real job. She has to leave her real job so they can do their part-time job. Yeah. This is the perfect situation for the Waymo team to just drive your kid to their job. And yeah, I mean, from a money-making perspective, it's not just like, oh, I don't want to take them to the mall. It's like, yeah, they could literally have a part-time job. And I think Waymo, like you said, the pricing on it was going to be like $150 to $250 for 16 rides. So, I mean, that's enough for them to, if they did that twice, that's there and back for more than 2 weeks. But like, I'm just thinking in like a month. So let's say they pay $300 for a month of there and back, whatever their like summer job is, but they could deduct that from their summer job. And like any teenager could essentially get a summer job, pay $300 for this Waymo thing, and all of a sudden they're able to make money. I don't know. I think it'd be fun, and I think myself as a teenager would have loved this.
Oh yeah, time. Yeah, it'd feel like independence a little bit, because you know you're, it's like you're riding yourself by yourself. I don't know. I think it's cool, and you know, to your point is, sometimes with scheduling conflicts, it's just one way that they would need a ride. It's not necessarily mm-hmm. both ways. So, yeah, I don't know if I love the subscription model personally. I would rather pay, you know, if RoboTaxi is just per ride, because I don't know how guaranteed my, you know, I need to use it. But I think it's a cool concept, and I think it'll definitely be used for sure.
Yeah, I think this is a cool technology. I'm excited. I'm excited to see if Tesla enables anything like this as well. Listen, if you enjoyed the episode today, if you learned anything new and you sparked any ideas for any side hustles that you are going to be working on or thinking of, we would love for you to join our school community. The link is in the description. Exclusive content where we break down side hustles and give away information that it's not even that we don't always want to publish all of the information like publicly online. Sometimes we literally can't. So there's certain programs that they're literally like, they have confidentiality things, and we let a little bit of stuff slip in the community, but we can't publish it publicly because we get in a bit of trouble. So go and join our school community. You will not be disappointed. Our exclusive content is there every week. Thanks so much for joining us. Make sure to leave a review if you enjoyed the episode, and we hope that you all have an amazing rest of your day.